Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. homelottery.com.au.
Might not interest you that much, but there are repercussions here. The Commonwealth Games, and I think when I say it won't interest you much, when we talk Commonwealth Games,
The Commonwealth Games.
I think we all do. And Australia wins a lot of medals, and we dominate. For the first time in, I think, my living history, I'm in my 50s, we won't see the Commonwealth Games televised. No one is interested in picking up the TV rights. Can you believe that?
Is that right?
Now, and this is absolute rigidity. I say it's a rumour. This is true. So no one is at the moment putting their hand up to televise the Commonwealth Games.
When's it meant to be?
Middle of next year.
2022.
Birmingham. No one rates them. When I say no one, the TV networks don't want to fork out the cash because it's not cheap.
No, it wouldn't be.
Big exercise, and you've got to go overseas. They're in Birmingham in the UK. Can you imagine that? Normally, we are accustomed to sitting on the couch every night, especially with the time difference in the UK and seeing Australians win all sorts of medals. We won't see it. And I just want to, I'll expand on this quickly, all right? So I've read a report that says sports rights in Australia, New Zealand are not sustainable. So this is going to, the reason I'm reading this out about the Commonwealth Games, it goes into other sports. For instance, you know the blue with Channel 7 and cricket recently at the start of summer?
Yep.
Channel 7 said, we no longer want to pay as much as we agreed to. And
yep.
Cricket Australia said, well, bad luck. You've agreed to it. 7 are saying, well, we don't want to pay it now. It's not sustainable.
But is that because cricket was on the nose and Big Bash has been flogged with an inch of its life?
Yeah, but that's cricket could argue, though. But hang on, you signed a deal.
Oh, of course they can. But what are you alluding to that footy's going to drop off?
Well, all these sports. Well, let me go on, okay? A-League. The A-League has had to take a 35% discount, that's soccer in this country, in the last 2 years from Foxtel. Yeah, but again, there's a network that went with that signed an agreement.
A-League's on the nose, isn't it?
Well, whether they are or not, Roo, you can't sign, I don't think you can sign an agreement.
No, you can't.
And then go, hang on, the last 2 years, I don't want to pay what I agree.
No, you can't.
Right? KO and Foxtel subscriptions for sport are down 33%. Now, Optus, as we know, over the last couple of years has owned the EPL, English Premier League, so that's not on any mainstream television. Stan, the Channel 9, what do you call it, streaming service, has just bought the rights to all Wallabies games. So mainline networks, mainstream networks are not lining up to pay for these mainstream sports. And the Commonwealth Games won't be televised. So where's this all heading is what I'm saying, Roo.
Yeah,
it's not good, is it?
No, it's not.
And we're not big countries. Australia and New Zealand, we're not massively populated like the US, the UK and Europe. And the headline says sports rights in our countries are not sustainable.
The only thing I'd say about all of those examples is they're all sports on the decline at the moment for whatever reason, whether it's cricket, A-League, Commonwealth Games.
The subscription one's not good, though. That's leading to all of this. Like KO, Foxtel are down 33%.
You could argue there, too, like years ago, we didn't have all those different options. Have we got too many options? Are there too many ways you can watch football at the sport at the moment?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Because people who got KO probably used to have Fox.
Yeah.
So is there too many options? But anyway, the point is that they don't want to pay as much for at least those sports.
Mm.
So wait and see what happens with footy and the NRL. They're probably the two big sports in Australia.
Yep.
Hospital Research Foundation Home Lottery, $4 million grand prize. homelottery.com.au.